changing University of Sunderland.
Welcome to University of Sunderland podcast, showcasing boundary-breaking opinion from academic experts and respected public figures. For the text version of this and other news stories, go to sunderland.ac.uk.
HIV stigma and employment in higher education. What can we do about it? In the 1980s, a fear of HIV and AIDS, which was fueled by media speculation, a growth of infections within the mainstream population, and an outpouring of activism and a medical establishment struggling to get to grips with it, all put pressure on the British government to act where it had not before. This led to the then Conservative government to launch a Don't Die of Ignorance campaign in 1987, complete with images of dropping tombstones, icebergs, and a leaflet through every door in the nation. It announced that AIDS, though HIV gained no mention in the leaflet, was here, and anybody could be at risk of contracting it. Sadly, this came 7 years too late for many people, and due to this inaction, many died of the virus. Today, the lived reality of HIV is altered in how it is treated, yet there are more people living with HIV now than in the 1980s and 1990s. Since 1996, when antiretroviral therapies were announced, those living with HIV were offered fresh hope, and with this combination of drugs, many people diagnosed with HIV stopped dying of AIDS. This resulted in longer lives. It is expected now that alongside this, they should have a better quality of life as well. However, the earlier paranoia, stigma, and discrimination around living with HIV hasn't gone away. In fact, the National AIDS Trust report in 2014 showed that as well as considerable knowledge gaps in the UK regarding treatment, there are also myths about how HIV is transmitted. In fact, whilst knowledge about HIV in science and medicine has improved, they report much less progress in public attitudes, which can make life very difficult for those living with HIV. From the results of their four-year survey, the National AIDS Trust reported that a third of people do not feel comfortable working with someone who is living with HIV, and 37% agree with a statement that my employer should tell me if one of my work colleagues is HIV positive. Expecting to know about a colleague's HIV status is unnecessary and intrusive, and it hints at some of the wider social attitudes around the virus that are still prevalent in 2016. The Stigma Survey of 2015 recently revealed that within the last year, over 1 in 10 of their participants had decided not to apply for or had turned down employment or promotion due to their status. Whilst there have been some great changes in employment law, such as the Equalities Act of 2010, which recognised HIV as a disability from the point of diagnosis, it's clear that more work needs to be done. Not a great deal has been written about HIV in higher education, especially within universities. When it is discussed, it's usually about students and their welfare, and whilst this is important, many staff members are sometimes forgotten about in the process. Not all universities have an HIV policy to cover staff members, which includes not only their confidentiality, but requires the university to actively battle HIV-related stigma on campus. After my own research project looking at the lives of people in the UK living with HIV, I found distressing employment experiences and real and active discrimination going on within workplaces. As an outcome of this, I began working with the University of Sunderland's Human Resources Department to develop an HIV policy for all staff at our institution. This has now gone one step further, and we're in the exciting process of developing a UK nationwide charter mark entitled Positive Allies, which will work much like the Stonewall Index, whereby employers can sign up and place us at the forefront of their letterheads, websites, social media and staff handbooks. This work has been in collaboration with the organisation Live HIV Neutral. This is the first UK and Ireland campaign to tackle stigma around HIV. We hope that this charter mark will enable employers to announce that their place of work is HIV friendly, and that they have taken steps to eliminate workplace bullying, put key policies in place, foster a workplace culture of tackling stigma, and that key staff have been trained in HIV awareness. We are also supplying a free online training course as part of this for all staff to complete. In 2016, over 30 years after the virus was publicly recognised, HIV stigma in employment is still deeply rooted. Although advances have been made in medicine, we lag behind in changes in attitudes. I believe that we can all sign up to this charter mark together as HE institutions. This will allow us to be part of a process which means people living with HIV feel safer and supported in our workplaces, and that we are all tackling HIV stigma together.
For more University of Sunderland news, events and opinion, go to sunderland.ac.uk. Or to discover more about the university's experts, visit experts.sunderland.ac.uk.